各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
教会最重要的圣工有两件。
There are two very important ministries within the church.
第一，是造就门徒。
First is disciple training.
第二
，secondly,
是什么
？What is that?
教会最重要有两件，两个圣工。第一是造就门徒。
So,
第二呢？广传福音。
Second is spreading gospel.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
我说为什么就是指的，为什么这两件是最重要的
？Why the reason why is why is the two things considered the most important ministries?
我想这个你们已经听了很多了。
I think you have heard of this many times.
其实这两件圣工是相辅相成的。
Actually, these two ministries, they correlate with each other.
为什么是相辅相成的呢
？Why do I say that?
因为我们造就门徒，就是为了听从主的大使命的差遣，出去广传福音，对不对？
Because when we're training disciples, the purpose is to spread the gospel, which is the greatest, greatest mission.
招就门徒是为了广传福音。
Training disciples to spread the gospel.
而广传福音，这个主耶稣说呢，你们要去，使万民做他的门徒。
Disciple, Jesus has said, "Go make disciples of all the nations."
所以，传福音是为了造就门徒。
So therefore, spreading the gospel is also to train up disciples.
因此，这两件圣工是相辅相成的。
So therefore, these two are correlated with each other.
从我们现实的教会生活当中
，in our church life.
我们可以很清楚地看到
，we can clearly see.
造就门徒啊，是何等的紧迫
！That is very urgent to train up disciples.
这个是何等的需要，何等的重要，何等的紧迫
！It is very important. It is very urgent to train up disciples.
请看，无论中外
，You can see whether it's in the Western or Eastern world.
那些没落了的教会
，Those church who are declining.
它并不是因为缺乏教导
，It is not because they don't have enough teaching.
一年52个主日
，52 weeks of the year，
都有。
There's teachings every week。
都有主的教导。
There's always God's teaching every weekend。
所以不缺乏主的教导。
So they do not lack God's teaching。
也不是因为缺少资源呢。
It is not because they lack the resource either。
然而，他们缺少了什么而没落了呢
？Then what is the reason of the churches that are declining？
他们因为缺少了有生命的门徒
，because they lack disciples that have spiritual life，
所以这些教会无论中外没落的原因在这儿。
So therefore, that is the reason for the churches in the Western and Eastern world of to decline。
在欧洲也好，在美国也好
，whether it's in Europe or in U.S.，
过去非常辉煌壮观的教会呀
，the churches that were really revived in the past，
他们。没落之后，这个辉煌的教堂就卖出去。
So then, after the after declining, they start stepping out.
有的做了商店。
Some make their own stores. People from the church they start opening their own stores.
有的甚至做了赌场啊。
Some even casinos.
美国也有啊。
In America, it's the same way.
在我所这个服侍过的教会和这个牧养过的教会，我都看见。
The churches that have served at or been a pastor at, I've seen similar situations and problems.
我们华人的教会去租他们的教堂。
Chinese church renting a church from American churches.
这些我们把它叫老外了。 就是这样，我们是老外，是吧？
We consider them Americans.
这些老外他们是越来越少。
You can see the churches start to decline, numbers slowly decrease.
到后来他们就把这个教会卖个华人教会了。
To a point in the end, they start selling the church to the Chinese.
甚至于送给华人教会。
Even to a point of giving to the Chinese.
这些老外的教会并不缺少资源的。
The American churches, they do not lack resources.
因为他们工资比我们高啊。
Because they have more income than we do.
但是为什么他会没落呢？
How come the churches are declining in numbers?
还是就是刚才我说的，他们原因就在于缺少了有生命的门徒。
And the reason for their decline is because they lack disciples with spiritual life.
虽然他们原来有很多有生命的门徒。
Even though in the past, they have had many disciples with spiritual life.
但是随着岁月的流逝，
But as time goes by,
他们就渐渐凋零了。
They slowly decay.
他们没有及时的去传福音呢。
They did not spread the gospel urgently.
他们后继无人呢。
And they didn't have enough people willing to go forward to do that.
所以他们没落。
So therefore, they declined.
所以教会需要更自觉、更努力地承担起这两项重任。
So therefore, churches, we have to come forward and focus on these two ministries.
那么信徒呢？
How about disciples?
就要更自觉地投身进去。
So therefore, disciples have to be more self-conscious,
造就自己成为门徒。
To train themselves up to be a disciple.
这实在是刻不容缓的大事。
And there's no time to delay in this urgent matter.
首先我们来看一下造就门徒的现状。
So let us look at the current situation for training disciples.
无论教会还是信徒，
Whether it's church or believers,
都知道造就门徒是非常重要的。
We all understand the importance of training up disciples.
那为什么还会缺少有生命的门徒呢？
Then how come we still lack believers with spiritual life?
问题出在哪里呢？
Where does the problem arise?
我们从教会方面来看，
Let's look at the perspective from church.
就不能只满足于开展了这项事工，而更应该注重是否收到了实际的效果。
We cannot only look at the initiation of this ministry, but look at focus on the actual effects of the ministry.
从信徒方面来说，
From a believer's perspective,
真正参与的人不多。
There's not that many people willing to be trained up as a disciple.
这也许就是因为在认识上还存在着一些混乱。
Maybe there's some discrepancy in understanding.
什么混乱呢？
What are the discrepancies?
比如有些人以为信了主就是门徒了嘛。
Maybe for some people, once they believe, they consider themselves as disciples.
用不着再去造就嘛。
They don't need to train themselves up.
有的人认为，
Some people think this way.
造不造就都不影响自己得到永生嘛。
Whether they train themselves up or not, it doesn't affect them going to heaven.
那又何必多此一举呢？
Then why do the additional thing?
也有的人认为
Some other people believe,
只要主日到教会来聚会，
that as long as they come to church on Sunday for worship,
自然而然就成为门徒了嘛。
They themselves will already be the disciples.
还有的人认为，
and in another group of people,
做主力门徒要求很高啊。
Being a disciple of Jesus has really high standards.
那是传道人和领袖们的事情。
It is for the preachers or the leaders.
和我们平信徒关系不大。
It's not really related to us mere believers.
如此等等。
Or et cetera.
当然。
Of course.
很多弟兄姐妹都是愿意成为主的门徒的。
Of course, there's a lot of brothers and sisters who are willing to be disciples.
而问题在于，
However, the problem is,
他们需要更清楚地明白该怎么做。
They need to clearly understand how to be a disciple.
通常啊，教会都是鼓励信徒去参加主日学、查经班，
Most of the time, church encourages people to attend Sunday school, attend Bible study.
或者参加教会组织的全年读经计划。
Or church have the yearly Bible devotional reading.
可以说这已经成为一个传统的模式。
This has become a good tradition for a lot of churches.
经过这样的模式。
And through these traditions,
不少的信徒得到了帮助。
A lot of believers have been helped.
有些信徒在灵里边大得复兴。
And a lot of Christians have been revived a lot with their spiritual life.
甚至成为传道人的也是大有人在。
And there's many that actually become preachers through these traditions.
可是这种传统的模式啊，也啊虽然是好的。
Even though the tradition is considered good.
有价值的。
It has value.
不过也存在着一些问题啊。
However, it also has slight problems.
如果信徒以追求知识为目的
，If believer only seek biblical knowledge as the purpose，
他们就会以为多参加、多学习，知识增加了，目的就达到了。
Then a lot of people might think the more they attend, the more they learn, the more knowledge they have, they become better.
这不对。
That is not really true.
这不对。
That is not correct.
我举几个我亲眼所见到的例子。
I'll share a couple examples that I've witnessed.
我在神学院装备的时候。
During my equipping in seminary school.
有一位同学，他是一位博士，他跟我同期毕业。
There was a PhD in my class. We graduated in the same year.
他在毕业的时候，我们学校设立两个奖。
In my school, when we graduate, there's two awards.
第一，学习优秀奖。
One is Excellence Award.
第二，服务优秀奖。
Second is Service Excellence in Service Award.
那一位同学是得的学习优秀奖。
That student got the first award, which is an Excellence Award in the study.
我是得的服务优秀奖。
And I got the other award, the Service.
不是自夸，那是这是事实。
It's the truth. I'm not trying to talk about myself.
为什么他会得学习优秀奖呢？
How come he got the Excellence Award?
因为他每一门功课都是 A.
Because in every course he got an A.
还有不少是 A plus.
Many of them actually A pluses.
他毕业的时候得到这个奖。
After when he graduated, he got the Excellence Award.
但是毕业之后不久啊
，But after not long after graduation，
他却走向了背叛信仰的反面。
He went on the opposite route of betraying the belief。
还有一位同学
，And another example, another student，
比我高一班。
He was a class higher。
他曾经在教会里边这个教主日学。
He taught Sunday school in the church。
多少年？你们猜一猜。
Guess how many years?
他没有到神学院之前，他在教会里面教主日学25年呢。
Before attending seminary school, he actually taught Sunday school for 25 years.
所以他的圣经非常的熟悉。
He's very knowledgeable of the Bible.
被称为是模范生。
And he was considered a model student.
熟悉到什么程度呢？
How much biblical knowledge did he have?
当这个不管新月教授还是旧月教授在讲课程的时候
whether it's New Testament or Old Testament professor teaching the course.
如果有一个经文经节记不太清楚了
if there's a verse that they're not really they cannot recall,
常常就问他
the professor actually asked the student
说某某同学，这个经文是在哪里啊？
The professor will ask, oh, so-and-so, where is this Bible verse?
他会非常及时的、清楚的告诉教授是在哪里。
That student will be able to respond immediately on which, where it is in the Bible.
可是我有一次考试。
However, there's one time during exam.
他虽然比我高一班，但是我们在神学院里面是这样的，就是说，如果说这个老师教的这门课程，他无论是哪一个年级的学生，修他这门课程，那么都在一起听，一起考试。
So for even though he's a year older, for a year higher, in the school we can take the exam together as long as we are learning from the same professor, and we'll take the exam together.
我坐在这儿，他坐在这儿，还有一位同学坐在那边。
So we were, I was sitting next to him and another student.
我就看见他作弊。
I witnessed him cheating off with the other person.
我大为震惊的。
I was so shocked.
那么还有一位啊，这个同学在毕业之后就无声无息了。
And this student, after graduating, he basically disappeared.
也许他悔改了。
Maybe he repented.
还在服侍。
And he's still serving.
也许他因为没有生命就退出了。
Or maybe he didn't have enough spiritual life, so therefore he stepped away.
还有一位比我晚两届的同学。
And another student who is 2 years behind me.
他的这个是一个传道人的家庭出生的。
He was born of him or her was born of a preacher's family.
他信主多年。
Believed in God for many years.
他自己认为他是被神特别拣选的。
He believes that they were specially chosen by God.
所以他起了一个名字叫拣选的。
So therefore the name was chosen.
后来这位同学被查出来行为不良，被除名了。
However, the student was found out to have poor behavior, so they were expelled from school.
这是我亲眼所见过的。
This was witnessed by me.
在现实社会当中，这样的例子就更多了。
Actually, in society, there's even more examples.
由此我们就可以看出一个道理。
So therefore, we can see, make this conclusion.
我自己把它归纳成两句话。
I concluded in 2 sentences.
知识只能教导我们信仰纯正。
Knowledge can only teach people the purity of belief.
行为才能见证我们的信仰真实。
Only conduct can testify a person's true belief.
什么样的人才能够荣神益人呢？
What kind of people can glorify God?
唯有那些愿意遵照神的目的去改变自己生命的人。
Only those who are willing to change their life based on God's purpose.
而不是只会讲道理的人。
And not only, not those with head knowledge.
因此我就认识到。
So therefore, I come to this understanding.
造就信徒必须抓住神造人的目的。
Disciple training must hold on to the sole purpose of creation of man by God.
这个根本。
And that is the foundation.
那才是。那才能够造就出神所需要的门徒。
Only then can we create disciples, that God needs.
这是第一，造就门徒的现状。
And that is the current. That's number one, which is the current situation of disciple training.
第二，造就门徒的目的。
Secondly, is the purpose of disciple training.
神为什么要造就门徒啊？
Why does God want to train up disciples?
他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
以赛亚书43:7这么说。
Isaiah 43:7 it says this.
凡称为我名下的人是为我自己的荣耀创造的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
是我所做成所造作的。
Whom I formed and made.
同样在以赛亚书43:21，他告诉我们。
And also in Isaiah 43:21 it says,
这百姓是我为自己所造的。
The people I formed for myself.
好述说我的美德。
That they may proclaim my praise.
可见，荣耀神见证他的美德是神造人的目的。
So you can clearly see giving glory to God, proclaiming His praise are the purpose of man.
如果我们以神造人的目的来作为造就门徒的根本，
If you use that as the foundation of God, God creating man's purpose,
无疑是最合神心意的。
You can truly understand that is according to God's will.
至于参加聚会，参加主日学，参加查经班，参加读经计划等等。
Attending church, going to Sunday school, Bible study, or yearly devotions.
这些只是我们在造就门徒当中所 采用的手段和方法。
Those are considered the means and the methods of training up disciples.
并不是目的。
They are not considered the purpose.
我们造就门徒都是为了要达成荣耀神、见证神的美德这个最终的造人目的。
They are used to bring glory to God and proclaim God's praise and goodness, which is considered the purpose of mankind.
来服务的。
And those are used for such.
为这个目的来服务的。
All the four things I mentioned, the Bible study, etc., they're used for the purpose of bringing glory to God.
我们不可以把方法和手段来当作目的。
We cannot use the means and methods as the purpose.
刚才我们说了吗？聚会、读经、主日学，啊，这个读经计划，这些都是方法和手段，不能把这个当成目的。
So I mentioned earlier, going to church, Sunday school, Bible reading, devotions, those are considered the means and methods of training up disciples. They are not the purpose.
这是第二，造就门徒的目的。
So that was the second point, which was the purpose of training disciples.
第三。什么是主所要的门徒呢
？So then, my third point is, what is considered disciples that God wants?
主对此有很清楚的教导。
God actually has clear teachings.
我把它归纳成主要的有六个方面。
I actually summarized them up to with the following six passages with the six points.
马太福音十六章二十四节说。
So Matthew 16:24, it's in the back of the bulletin.
于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要来跟从我就当舍己天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
约翰福音八章三十一节说
John 8:31 it says this.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若遵守我的道就真是我的门徒。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples."
约翰福音十五章八节。
John 15:8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit.
你们也就是我的门徒了。
Showing yourselves to be my disciples.
约翰福音十三章三十五节。
John 13:35。
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
路加福音十四章三十三节。
And Luke 14:33。
这样，你们无论什么人。若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples.
第六段经文。
And the sixth passage.
路加福音十四章二十六节。
Luke 14:26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
我只是归纳了六条，并不是所有圣经的教导。我认为这六个比较重要。
I summarized these up into six passages, not saying that these are, I believe this is the most important. Of course, there's other ones too.
这些就是主对门徒的要求和条件。
These are the demands and requirements God have for his disciples.
或者说标准。
Or even standards, we can say.
我们可以清楚地看到。
We can clearly see.
这六个方面的共同点是什么
？We can see a common theme from the six passages.
它的共同点是什么
？What is the common theme？
是人的行为。
That is man's conduct.
你看，都是动词。
You can see it's all verbs.
就当舍己，舍
sacrifice self.
当背起十字架
taking up their cross.
背
taking.
他说，遵守我的道。
Holding to God's teaching.
他说，多结果子。
Bearing much fruit.
他说，彼此相爱。
Loving one another.
舍弃一切。
Giving up everything.
胜过等等等等。
More over other things, etc.
所有这些经文都有这个共同点。
Every passage from above has this common theme.
就是要去做。
Which is to do.
不是要你知道。
Not for head knowledge only.
你都知道，都背下来了，没有用的。
If you remember everything, if you just have it in your head knowledge, it's not.
哪怕是抓住一条，我做了，那就是好的。
Even if you hold on to only one thing and do it, that's already considered good.
所以这六个方面啊，就是要门徒去做，去行呢。
So from these six passages, we understand that wants you to do.
而不是你知道了多少道理。
Not how much knowledge you have in head.
也并不在乎你是牧者还是领袖还是平信徒。
Or whether you're a preacher, leader, or just a mere believer.
凡是真的去做的。
All of those who are willing to do.
去行的。
To act.
主就认他是门徒了。
God will view them as disciples.
你不做不去行，你就不能做主的门徒。
If you do not act,
这是非常明确的。
Then you're not a disciple, and it's very clear.
也非常公平的。
And it is very fair.
这是第三。
And that was my third point.
什么是主所要的门徒？
Which is what is the disciple that God wants.
第四。
And my fourth point.
走造就门徒之路。
That is walk on a path of training up as a disciple.
有了根本。
When we have the fundamentals.
方向就确定了。
We will have a correct direction.
我们刚才说了，什么是根本呢？
So what is the foundation?
就是以神造人的目的作为根本。
Which is having God's, the purpose of God creating man as the foundation.
有了这个根本，我们就有了方向。
And when you have that, you have directions.
就有了标准。
You will have a standard.
自己的差距在哪里，也就清楚了。
And when you have standards, you can see what you lack.
但这并不够。
But having that is not enough.
我们还要必须了解该怎么去行呢。
We have to, having that is not enough. We have to understand how we do it.
怎么去做。
How we act.
这是最重要的。
That is more important.
很多信，我刚才前面说了，很多弟兄姐妹愿意成为主的门徒。
Like I said previously, there's a lot of people who are willing.
但是他们的问题就是不知道该怎么做。
They're willing to be disciples, however, they do not know how to be disciples.
每个人的情况是不同的。
Everyone's situation is different.
所以呢，没有一个标准的答案。
So there is no one answer that I can give.
我愿意把自己实践的经验提供给大家作为参考。
But I want to share my experience with everyone as a guide.
我认为首先要做的就是立定心志。
I believe the first thing we have to do is set our mind to follow God.
下定决心。
We have to set our mind to do that.
跟随主。
To follow Jesus, follow the Lord.
这是一切的基础。
That which is considered the foundation.
没有这个决心意志。
If you do not set your mind to do such,
你说你要跟随主，你可能开始的时候有所感动，有所冲动，你会我要这样做。但是你一碰到问题，你就挫折了。
If you do not set your mind to do to follow God, you might have some excitement in the beginning of following. However, if you face problem, you'll start to die down.
就像建立在沙滩上面的一个房屋。
Just like a house built on a desert.
遇到狂风巨浪，就吹倒了。
When it faces heavy wind, it'll fall over.
因为它没有坚实的根基呀。
Because it does not have a solid foundation on the bottom.
只有这样，你才能够 顺服神。
Only when you have a solid foundation, you will be able to obey God.
就是你有决下决心，有这个立定这个心志，是吧？那么去跟随主。
And that foundation is to set the mind to follow God.
你有这样一个根基，你才能够顺服神呢。
Only when you have the foundation can you obey God.
你才能够接受他对你生命的改变。
And only then, you will be able to accept the changes that He makes in your life.
有些弟兄姐妹可能还有点糊里糊涂的。
Some brothers and sisters might be a little confused.
对不起，我是直话直说。
I'm just talking blatantly.
就是，反正我就是信主了嘛，是吧？我就是在教会嘛，是吧？我也是在参加主日学，在参加敬拜，参加读经计划嘛，这就很好了，这就不是就成为门徒了吗
？I'm attending church. I'm going to Sunday school. I'm attending Bible studies. I think that's enough as a disciple.
我过去也是这样想。
I, in the past, have believed the same thing.
但是我们信主，是主要改变我们的生命。
However, as a true believer, God wants to change our life.
你不改变生命，你怎么进天堂去啊
？If you do not change the way you are, how do you go to heaven?
就像圣经说，你到了天堂的门口，耶稣说我不认识你。
In the Bible, it says when you go to heaven, God will say, "I never knew you."
所以这个必须是要。能真正是愿意接受神对自己生命的改变。
So you need to be willing to accept God's change in your life.
所以无论自己的性格、脾气、言语、行为，还是心思意念。
So whether it's your character, your emotions, your words, your conducts, or your thought life.
凡是不合神心意的。
Whatever is not according to God's will.
都要认真的去改呀、啊、
！We have to change. We have to focus on change.
真心的去改呀、啊、
！We have to be willing to make the changes.
不是口头上说对我要改。
Not just saying with your lips, saying I will change, I will change.
根据我自己的经验
，from my own personal experience.
虽然自己愿意下了这样一个决心
，even though I have set my mind and be willing to change,
但是还是会常常失败。
However, oftentimes I fail.
失败了怎么办呢
？What happens when I fail?
不要灰心呐、啊。
Don't just give up.
要屡战呐、啊。
Every time you fail, you stand up and you go forward again.
绝不放弃。
Never giving up.
啊，那你就一定会有进步。
Then, only then, you will see progress.
这是第一条。
That's the first one.
根据我的经验的第二条。
And according to my experience, the second thing
就是要常常的读经呢、啊，
that is,
常常的祷告啊。
That is read the Bible often and pray often.
圣经是神用来启示人的两本书之一啊。
Bible is one of the books that God uses to reveal to humankind.
一本就是他所造的大自然。
The other one is nature.
就像保罗说的。神性是明明可见的。
That's just like in the Bible, Paul says, nature you can see God.
另一本就是圣经。
The other book is the Bible.
这是神用来启示人的两本书。
Those are the two books, nature and Bible, are the books that God used to reveal to human.
以弗所书四章十三节指出。
Ephesians 4:13 states this.
认识神的儿子得以长。
In the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature.
常常读圣经，是我们属灵生命成长的必由之路。
Reading Bible often is a path to grow in our spiritual life. It's a must. It's a road that we must path.
那么祷告的重要，我想我们都听得很多了。
The importance of prayer we have heard many, many times.
根据我的经验。
Through my own experience,
常常思念神
often thinking of God,
愿意在祷告当中去亲近他
willing to draw near Him in prayer life,
愿意把自己敞开自己的心内心去向他倾诉，向他祈求
willing to open the bottom of heart to pray to him and ask him.
这是非常重要的。
It is very important.
为什么呢？
Why?
雅各书四章第八节这么说。
Because James 4:8 says this.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你。
Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
你的父母，你根本就不跟他说话。
If your parents, you don't talk to them.
你也很少去问候他。
Or even greet them.
你也不愿意把自己心里话都告诉你自己的父母。
Or even share what's on your mind to them.
你父母怎么亲近你啊？
How would your parents get closer to you?
每一个父母都是真心爱自己的儿女的嘛。
Every parent loves their children with all their hearts.
何况我们的天父呢？
Let alone our Heavenly Father.
但是你从来都不跟他亲近。
If you never draw near to him,
你的心思意念，你从来都跟他封闭起来。
And you close your heart from God.
他怎么来关心你呢？
How does he care for you?
这话是真的。
This is truth.
啊，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你。
When you draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
因为他了解你的所想所求啊。
Because he understands what you ask, what you seek.
所以他的帮助和启示是常常出乎意料之外的，就临到。
So his help and his revelation will come in a surprising way.
就像我们知道自己的孩子，非常了解他，他的弱点在哪里，他的希望在哪里，他的痛苦在哪里，所以做父母的去帮助他们，就是非常自然的，非常及时的嘛。
So as a parent, you understand your child's weakness, what they hope for, what they like, what they don't. So when they need help, you can be immediately right there for them.
所以每一次神的对我的启示，对我的帮助临到我，都让我感到非常的惊奇和感恩呢。
So every time God's revelation and His help come to me, I'm always surprised and shocked and very touched by it.
那么我举一个最近的一年前的例子。
I'll share an example from a year ago.
圣经当中没有如何造就门徒的具体的案例。
In the Bible, it does not record exactly how to train up a disciple.
以神造人的目的来作为根本造就门徒。
Using the purpose of God creating man, to train up disciples.
我过去也没怎么听到过。
I don't think I've heard many examples in the past.
因此就没有先例可循了。
So there's nothing as a guideline for us.
怎么办呢？
So then what do we do?
必须努力去思考。
So we have to ponder on the question.
有一天因为我睡眠不好嘛。
So I don't sleep very well at night.
有一天半夜我醒了睡不着。
So there was one night I was woken up.
我就随手打开这个电视。
And I couldn't fall asleep, so I turned on the TV.
他那正在播送一条一个新闻呢。
So there was a news on the TV.
这个新闻的题目是什么呢？就是法国的 School 42.
So it was French School 42.
法国的42学校。
School 42 of France.
其实它也真的称不上是一个学校了。
Actually, you can't really consider that as a school.
因为他所采用的办法，但是他所采用的办法让我很受启发。
Even though it's not considered a school, but the way that they use to teach inspired me.
他的办法是什么呢？
What is the way that they do?
他就是让大家一起来实践再实践。
And what they do is to practice and practice and practice.
在实践当中学习。
Learn from practicing.
在实践当中创造
create through practicing,
因而创出一条新路来
and create a new world through practice.
多说两句啊，这个学校啊，它为什么说不能叫做一个学校呢？
Why do I say it cannot be considered a school?
它不像传统的学校那样
because it's not like the traditional schools.
学校当然是有学生。有老师咯，还有规定咯，对吧
？So in school, there's teachers, students, and rules.
他没有老师。
In this school, there's no teachers.
学生你可以到，你也可以不到。
As a student, you can go to school. You don't have to.
他在大厅里面有几百台电脑。
There are hundreds of computers in the auditorium.
也可以任何时候去，没有人来阻挡你。
You can go to the computers anytime. Nobody is stopping you.
你在那搞了个通宵，没问题。
You can stay overnight there. It's fine.
啊，他也没有考试。
There's no exams either.
也不发毕业证书。
There's no diplomas.
但是就是这样一个学校。
But there is this school that exists.
好多万人想进去。
There's so many thousands, hundreds of people wanting to attend.
这些学生还没有毕业。
The students haven't even graduated.
就被很多大企业拿走了。
The students in the school, even though before they graduate, they already get promoted by many different companies.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
因为他们能解决问题。
Because the students there, they know how to solve problems.
一个同班同啊。在学大学同班同学
in a college same classroom classmates
有些人出来以后啊就是一啊这平平常常一无创建
a lot of them are very very calm mellow they don't do any creative things
而有些人就非常有见地
yes some of them are very innovative
原因在哪里
what is the difference
就是因为他有创造性的思维。
Because one of them has a creative mindset.
这个法国的四十二学校。
So this school 42 of France.
他这一个他所用的方法就是实践实践再实践。
So in this school, they focus on practicing, practicing, practicing.
去解决你想解决的问题。
Using the practice to resolve the problems.
这个对我很有启发。
This has inspired me a lot.
我不是前年我把自己家里面装修出来，办了一个彩虹团契吗
？So 2 years ago, I created a small group, a rainbow small group in my house.
我就是以神造人的目的来作为造就门徒的根本。
So I use God's creation of man, the purpose of God creating man as the foundation.
这是一条新的路。
This is considered a new way, new path.
怎么去？造就门徒。
That's the new path of how to training up disciples.
就是不断要求啊这些弟兄姐妹去实践，也就是去啊跟随神，去改变自己的生命，再跟随，再改变。
And it's to encourage brothers and sisters in the group to practice, to change themselves, and then go forward again and practice again, and then come back and change self again.
用这样一个办法，创出一条。造就门徒之路。
And using this practice, creating a new way of training up disciples.
所以在我这个彩虹团契里面，没有什么啊教会的那种规矩啊，你是执事你才能来服侍，你不是执事你不能服侍。
So in my rainbow small group, there's no rules of you have to be a deacon to serve, you have to be this to do this.
任何人都可以。
Anybody can serve.
因为只要我们有这个心。神就接受我们。
Because as long as we have a willing heart, God will be accepting it.
并不是神不是根据人的职务来接受的。
God does not focus on people's status to accept.
这个得到大家的赞同。
Everybody agrees with this thought.
有很多的弟兄姐妹，自从信主之后，从来没有做过这个侍奉的，他们。只要愿意做，我都让他们做。
So those brothers and sisters, after believing, even though they have no past experience, I allow them to serve.
我觉得这个其实是有效果。
I think this is very beneficial.
啊，有效果。他们不受传统的束缚。
They are not confined and restricted by the traditions.
我们在团契里面就是团队的侍奉。
In the small group, we serve together in unity.
群策群力，鼓励人人主动侍奉。
We encourage everyone to come together, serve together as a team.
鼓励人人为主做见证。
Encourage everyone to be a testimony.
说真话，办实事。
Speak truth and do good deeds.
不要在那儿去空谈一番。我最不喜欢的就是空谈。
Not just saying words and saying words only. I don't like that.
所以团契虽然成立一年半左右吧，还不到两年啊。
Even though the small group hasn't been created for that long, not even 2 years yet.
但是大家确实有啊，有些有感，有所感悟，有所得着。
But a lot of people have received benefits from the small group.
我回想过去啊，就是像这种啊，这个在神在暗中保守帮助我的这个例子是很多的。
Looking in the past, I can see that God has protected me in many situations.
我要跟大家分享的第三点经验是什么？
The third experience I want to share with us, everyone, is this.
就是门徒的造就并不是只有在教会里。
Disciple training is not only within the church.
神可以随时随地的来造就我们。
God can train us up anywhere and everywhere. Yeah.
就是千万不要以为我今天在教会里面来了，所以神在造就我。我离开教会以后，这个好像神就不会再造就我，不是这样。
Don't just think that, oh, I'm in church, so God is training me up. So once I leave, God is not training me up anymore. That's not true. He's training up everywhere.
为什么
？Why？
因为他是又真又活的。
Because God is real and He's living.
他是无所不在。又无所不知，又无所不能的嘛。
He's omnipresent and omnipotent God.
你有这样一个心智，你愿意跟随他，你也常常把你的自己所想所求啊困难都告诉他。
You're telling him everything that's in your mind, what your needs are, what your thoughts are to him all the time.
他就非常了解你。
He understands you.
一有机会，他就告诉你。
Whenever there's an opportunity, he will tell you.
这个当年他的门徒是见过、听过、也亲手摸过我们的主耶稣嘛，对不对
？So Jesus' disciple has seen him, heard him, and physically touched him.
那么现在呢
？How about now?
他仍然在我们生活当中，活在我们当中。
He still is living amongst us.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经验呢
？I don't know if you have had these kind of experiences.
我想圣经里面你们也会读到啊，那个他把患难当中的保罗提到三层天上去，对吧
？So in the Bible we have seen that God has lifted Paul up on the third heavens.
让他在灵里边见到异象。
So that Paul experiences Paul able to see a vision up there.
那么在21世纪的现在，神。不是也是和我同在吗
？So in the 21st century, isn't God still physically with me?
他曾经两次亲口对我说话呀。
He talked to me 2 times that I can clearly remember.
一次是在我走偏了路的时候，他严厉斥责我欺骗了。
And at one point is when I went on the wrong route, and he rebuked me.
另一次是在我啊深受打击。还没有毕业就被教会拒之门外，他来亲口来安慰我、鼓励我、给我允许啊。
And the second time is God giving me the promise and comfort when I was rejected before I was even graduated yet.
那两次都不是在教会里发生的。
Those two experiences they did not happen in church.
这个保罗的肉体里面有一根刺。
So Paul had a thorn in his flesh.
这个解经家推测，
So those scholars they said this.
他说这根刺啊，就是指保罗生活当中的困难。
They think that it's the problems that Paul faces in his life.
保罗不是几次要求神把这根刺挪去吗
？Didn't Paul pray to the Lord to take the thorn away?
主答应没有呢
？Did God agree to remove the thorn?
没答应呢、啊。
No, he did not agree to remove the thorn.
主只给了他一个回答。
God said this as a response to his prayer.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为主的意念，他的智慧高于我们。
Because God's way and his wisdom is way above ours.
他对每一个他的儿女，他都有他的计划和安排呀。
To every one of his children, he has a plan and preparation.
甚至我们还没有出母腹，天地没有造就之前，不他就已经拣选了我们了吗？
Before we were born, before the world was created, He has already chosen us.
这圣经说的，不是我说的。
I didn't say that. Bible says so.
我们不是看到过以扫和雅各吗？
We saw Esau and Jacob. Esau and Jacob.
他们还在这个母腹里边的时候，就在那相争相斗。
They were fighting with each other even when they were in the womb.
出来以后还是这样。
Even after they were born, they were still fighting with each other.
但神就已经拣选了他们了。
However, God has chosen them.
也告诉了他们的母亲啊。
And already told their mother.
所以他对每一个他的儿女，他都有他的计划和安排。
So to God's children, He has a purpose and a plan for each one of them.
在我们的现实生活当中啊。
In our real life.
谁没有困难呢？
Who amongst us does not have trouble?
我自己也有、啊、
I am included. I have trouble.
如果哪一个人说我从来没有什么困难，那纯粹是假话。
If someone says they never have trouble, they're clearly lying.
我自己也有。
I have many problems.、
啊、有些事情我自己是没有办法解决。
And there's a lot of them that I cannot solve myself.
所以我不得不多次的祈求主的帮助。
So therefore, I have to ask God for help many times.
可是主就是不答应。
But a lot of times, God doesn't agree with my prayer.
这个难题就存在那个地方。
The problems continue to exist in my life.
他不答应。
God didn't respond to my prayer.
他不作为。
He doesn't do anything.
他也不垂听。
He doesn't listen to my prayer.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
后来啊，我是对照到保罗这个经验，我才明白的。
Actually, long after I understood the experience that Paul had, I understood.
原来苦难也是神造就门徒的方法之一。
That is, suffering is also a way of training up disciples.
他就 我是那么来理解啊，他就实际上是在告诉我，你需要这个。
It's basically the way I perceive it is God telling me I need this.
你需要这个困难。
I need this type of suffering.
你需要这根刺。
I need this type of thorn in life.
你需要这些苦难。
Need this type of suffering.
来改变你。
To change me.
啊，就像他当年对保罗所说的那样，但是他的恩典给我们用。
Just like how he said to Paul.He's saying the same thing to us. My grace is sufficient for you.
所以我想明白了以后呢，我就得这么一个经验。
So after I come to this conclusion,
不要忧愁。
I understood not to be sorrowful.
要忍耐。
I have to press on.
要感恩啊。
And be thankful all the time.
只有在自己经历过之后，你才会明白。
Only through your own personal experience, you'll be able to understand.
那是神为了造就你所给你的福分。
That is God's blessing for you in the process of training you up as a disciple.
因为你愿意。
Because you're willing.
所以他来改变你。
Therefore, he changes you.
你立定心志。
You set your mind.
你不妥协啊，不后退。
You don't give in, don't take a step back.
他就知道
，He understands。
他就带领你
，He guides you。
他一定会给你一条出路的
，He will give you a path。
这是第四个方面。
That was my fourth point。
第五，我就想做一个简短的结语。
So for the fifth point, I want to make a small conclusion。
造就门徒是教会最重要的是两大事工之一。
Training up disciples is one of the most important ministries. One of the two.
在这个末后的世代
In this ending time.
就更加紧迫
It is much more urgent.
以神造人的目的来作为造就门徒的根本
Using God's, the purpose of God creating man as the foundation of training up a disciple.
无疑是最合神心意的
You cannot doubt that this is the will of God.
主需要什么样的门徒呢?
What kind of disciples does God want?
大致可以归纳成六个方面。
We can summarize it to the six points.
一、舍己背十字架。
One is denying self, taking up their own cross.
二、遵守主的道。
Two, it's holding to God's teaching.
三，多结果子。
Three, it's bearing much fruit.
四，啊，就是彼此相爱。
Four, is loving one another.
第五，就是能够舍弃一切。
Five, is able to give up everything.
第六，就是爱主胜过一切。
Six, is loving God more than anything.
啊，有了根本。
When you have the foundation,
我们的方向就确定了。
Our direction will be clear.
有了标准。
When we have a standard,
自己的差距啊，就明白了在哪里。
We can see what we lack.
没有标准的答案，对人来讲，对每个人来讲，没有标准的答案。
To everyone, if you don't have a standard answer,
我提三个建议供大家参考。
I want to give everyone three things to look at.
第一，下决心跟随主。
First is to set your mind to follow God.
这是基础。
That is the foundation.
第二。
Second.
常读经，常祷告。
Read the Bible often and pray often.
第三。
And third.
要随时随地接受神对自己的改变。
Accept God's change in every and every situation.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
千万不要以为啊。
Don't think of such.
只有主日学啊，只有主日到教会才能够被神造就。
That only when you come to Sunday service you can be changed and trained.
教会要复兴吗？
Does church want to revive?
抓住造就门徒这个根本。
We have to, if we do, we want to hold on to the foundation of training up disciples.
自己的灵命要复兴吗？
Does our spiritual life have to be revived?
那就下定决心接受神的改变。
Then we have to set our minds to accept God's change.
按照做主门徒的六个标准。
Focus on the six points of being a disciple.
努力去行吧。
And focus and press on forward.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
你创造天地万物，
you,
也主宰天地万物。
You created heaven and earth, and you are sovereign of all things.
我们也是你所造的。
We are created by you.
你造我们的目的。
The purpose of you creating us.
乃是为了荣耀你。
Is to bring glory to you,
见证你的美德,
and proclaim your praise.
我们愿意顺服在你的旨意之下,
we are willing to obey your will,
接受你对我们生命的改变,
accept the changes you have for our life,
努力造就自己,
and diligently change yourself,
成为你的门徒,
to be your disciples.
我们深知自己的卑微、污秽和软弱,
we know our lowliness, filthiness, and weakness.
祈求主用你大能的膀臂托住我们。
I pray that you will carry us with your mighty arms.
给我们随时的帮助。
And provide us help at any time.
让我们被造就成为你的门徒。
So that we can be trained up to your disciples.
彰显出你的荣耀。
Bring your glory and proclaim you.
见证到你的美德。
And proclaim your praise and see your beauty.
以上的祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 谢谢